It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. Hi, it's Andrew Burkham again, and welcome to the third in our series of bonus episodes that come from the live recording of our live tasting on International Drink Beer Day. Now, just as a reminder, this wasn't our normal recording setup, and so the audio is a little bit rough, but stay tuned and you'll have a chance to hear about a really interesting beer that we tasted on that night. I hope you enjoy the conversation, and I hope you'll join us for our regular episode later this week. Thanks again for joining us, and now, without further ado, the live tasting, part 3.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is a 12-ouncer.
This is a Japanese stout.
All right. Oh, and nuts. Sandy's going to bed, so good night, Sandra.
Good night.
Take care. Sorry about the video quality. I'll try and figure that out. But thank you for joining us for the live tasting.
Let's see if patients can,
Echigo.
Okay.
Echigo. We're going to go with that.
Echigo Stout.
Yeah, this is a Japanese import. Stout, and then there's some Japanese characters underneath that I can't.
You can't read those ones?
Yeah, no. It is 7%.
7%. This was originally retailed at BevMo at $7.49 a bottle for a 12-ouncer.
Yeah, for the small
and we
one.
Paid $4.49 on sale.
There you go.
At BevMo.
So listen, anytime you can pay $4.50 for a beer, it's probably going to be a good beer.
I feel like.
For a 12-ouncer?
Well, I mean, 12-ouncer, okay. It's fine. You can get a lot of 22-ouncers for $4.50.
There was a 22-ouncer today that I did not get.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you why.
Okay.
It was $32.99.
Well, I don't understand why you didn't get it.
The fact that I even looked at it again...
She did. She kind of went back to it a couple times.
Because I was like, well, maybe he wants to taste a fancy beer.
I do want to taste a fancy beer.
Well, and I did get a fancy one. I mean, good. We're going to call it fancy because it was $11.99.
Okay, we're saving that one for the end.
Yeah, we're saving that one because it's fancy.
Good, good.
All right.
Okay, so this is a Japanese, now, by style, this is a stout?
This is a Japanese stout.
This is a stout.
Description on it. Was that it's a dark coffee-like brew in it's an American stout made to the 100% malt Irish stout standards.
Okay, so this is it's built as an Irish stout, and this is the thing about Japanese alcohol is interesting. The Japanese alcohol industry is interesting in this. The Japanese have a tendency to replicate. And in some cases, I don't want to say copy, but what they do is they find styles around the world that they like, and then they'll make their own version of it. Some of the most, what are considered to be the best Scotch whiskies in the world are actually produced in Japan. So it's good. Debbie wants to know, for $32, did it come with someone to clean the house?
We would be drinking.
That's exactly right. If you had,
we
would be drinking it right now.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what we think of this Japanese stout, shall we? Let's give it a sniff.
It is gorgeous.
It's pretty.
It's real pretty.
I mean,
it's
red.
Red.
Yeah, it's,
if you hold it up to that
one. I mean, I talked about ruby before, but this is red in the light.
Red.
I don't think you'll probably be able to see it. Mostly you're just going to see reflection here.
Yeah, probably not, because you literally have to have it right in front of you.
But it is so pretty, and you've got that little tiny head on it. There's not much there.
No.
Let's see what we get when we smell.
It almost smells like an iron smell to it, or like a
little bit metallic.
It's
metallic
interesting what
smell.
You say, because what I was thinking, the first thing that came to my mind was Worcestershire sauce.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is a fish sauce, right?
Yeah.
So.
I don't want my beer to smell fishy.
I don't think it smells fishy.
There's an irony, savory component to it.
Yeah.
That's unusual for beer.
It doesn't smell like your traditional Irish stout.
No.
It does not.
And I can't pick out anything in
There's no, particular. Like, other really smells that I'm smelling.
No,
from
I'm
that.
Not getting any coffee or any...
Any chocolate.
Chocolate or anything else. So, let's,
yeah,
let's see how it tastes down the hatch.
It's salty.
It is.
It's fishy.
It is a little bit fishy.
It's a little like, fishy.
No, for real.
No,
it
I,
really is a little
I
bit fishy.
I agree with you.
It's like someone made beer with the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. There's a briny character to it, and it is almost
It's the weirdest.
It's really interesting. It's so there's bitterness at the back on the sides of my tongue.
A little bit.
But it is like. It's like it's brewed with soy sauce,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Or miso paste or,
yeah.
You know, something.
Miso, and when I say salty, I don't mean it's like it's not salty like soy.
No.
But as opposed to a traditional beer flavor, there is a saltiness to it
yeah.
that is very odd.
Very
it was
interesting.
A much different flavor than
so,
I was expecting.
So you're talking about drinkable beers. I would
right.
not call this a drinkable beer. I would call it a very interesting beer.
I'd call it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The kind
one.
That it's like very interesting to taste.
Yes,
yeah.
Where I would buy a 12-ounce beer and share it with two of my closest friends.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I definitely, I would say,
I would, be able to drink.
I would say this is a beer you drink 12 ounces at a time and no more. It is.
All right. What do you think?
Okay.
We were at Osaka having sushi,
mm-hmm.
and you were drinking this beer. Would
right.
that work?
Yeah, I think it would. I think
that might work.
I think that's probably, honestly, I think that's probably the best case scenario for this. In fact, so much so that, like, I would almost say we need to go and
to Osaka.
We need
to get some
yes.
to take it home.
We need to get a roll to go.
Right.
Like one of the rolls that we know we really like. We need to bring it home and crack another one of these things open and see what happens.
Because I would be curious to see what that
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I totally
to the
would.
Flavor mm-hmm. profile.
And
of
plus
this
sushi.
Beer.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Is,
I mean,
it's actually different than what I expected, especially based on its description.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like it's not like its description.
I actually was not going to get this beer, and I went back right at the very end because I decided, no, I really like. How it was described.
Right.
And I think this would be a really great beer to try. So it's not what I expected, but
you know, I like it more as
I
go.
The thing is
I
like it. Yeah.
I think it's
a likable beer. It's just weird.
It was kind of a shock after the last beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which you know, there's the risk of that happening when you're tasting different ones.
Right, right. And that's, you know, just kind of is what it is, right?
I told Court we should have a palate cleanser in between. It should be shots of vodka.
Shots of vodka. We were just going to get a bunch of shooters.
That would be a good palate cleanser, right?
Vodka for our palate cleansers in between our...
Then we remembered we weren't 23.
Right.
Oh, did we remember that?
Yeah.
About time. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it finishes up. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I actually like it better in its aftertaste than I do when I first... drink it. It's aftertaste
well,
to me tastes better.
As I know what to expect from it, it works better.
I just really want some like some Asian flavored food
I
with
do,
it. I think that's the key. I need a little bit of heat, and I need
yes.
some soy sauce, and I need some fish.
Did you say you need a little bit of heat?
Yes, heat.
Ooh, could be an option.
Okay. Okay.
There's more beers.
All right. Good.
Taste all
I meant food, with food.
Oh, food.
Oh.
I could go get you some sriracha.
I don't think just eating a spoonful of
sriracha
would
be help,
exactly
would do
what
it.
I'm looking
no.
for. No. Yeah, I'm gonna slate that beer for me one more time. I'm gonna put that up as one that I like, but that I would recommend as being
so
a weird one.
So, you say Ichigo?
I would say Ichigo.
Ichigo, sorry. Ichigo Stout. It's a Japanese premium import. The ABV on this guy is 7%.
Which is, again, respectable.
And we were able to purchase it at BevMo for $4.49.
Which is great.
This is a 12-ounce, and it was originally priced at $7.49.
Now, this was discounted.
It was discounted.
So, apparently, that just kind of goes to show you. Well, you know, but this is the thing, right? So, in the beer market, a lot of breweries are playing it safe right now. So, you'll see, if you go to most stores, the vast majority of what you're going to see on the shelves are going to be IPAs. And the reason is, IPAs are very popular right now. But there are a few breweries that are still experimenting with some really interesting things, and I think this is one of them. And I think that's a beer I would go back to. Of the three we've had, and the second one, the IPA,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good beer. But the three that we've had, that last one is the one I would go back to because I think it's the most interesting. Well, that's all for this week, but I'd like to thank you again for joining us on another bonus episode of the 2-Minute Beer Review, and I hope you'll join me for our regular episode this week. That's all for now. We'll look forward to seeing you next time as we continue on our quest to taste all the beer.